Hello, I am the barrister Stephen Barrett and this is my YouTube channel. Welcome. Absolutely extraordinary scenes at the closing of the Labour Party conference in Liverpool this afternoon, Tuesday the 30th of September. What should be a triumph for any sitting Prime Minister ending in absolute disaster and a call for him to resign on the basis that he's not a fit and proper man to be Prime Minister. A call I echo. I want to talk to you about whether the Labour Party as a whole, through this conference, but now as a movement, have become a source of danger and risk in our country, creating and encouraging, inciting political violence. And I want to analyse that and explain the law on that to you, because that's my role in public life, is to explain law in public. Now, I just want to get this out straight out the bat. The relevant police force is Merseyside Police, and I'm calling on Merseyside Police to begin an investigation now. Keir Starmer described Nigel Farage's policies as racist. He then went on to say he doesn't love his country. He says he will fight you with everything we have because you are the enemy. This is the othering of people. This is encouragement. This is incitement to violence. Now, there was then a line was crossed, because obviously when a Labour politician does a stupid thing, obviously the other Labour politicians then double down and desperately trying to defend him because they're a cult. And David Lammy went on national television to falsely, he must have known falsely, because the Hitler Youth died in 1945 and Nigel Farage wasn't born until 1964, but he'd wrongly linked Nigel Farage to the Hitler Youth. This is not silly. This is not funny. This is not accidental. This is the othering of your political opponent and the encouraging of political violence. We used to be a serious country in which people of different and opposing political views could get on, and that's what we need to be again. The Labour Party is actively preventing that, and I think it's quite possibly crossed the line into criminality in so doing. At the very least, it needs an investigation by Merseyside Police. These matters must be taken seriously. It is not flippant to simply say that Nigel Farage is connected to the Hitler Youth when he is patently not. And this is, and I'm not a member of Reform, and I'm, you know, not a public supporter of Nigel Farage, or indeed of anyone at the moment. I'm a lawyer, but we must have standards, we must have lines, we must have basic decency. We lost the Labour MP Joe Cox to political violence. We lost the Conservative MP David Amos to political violence. We cannot pretend that the risk of political violence is not serious. There is a serious threat. Nigel Farage has been assaulted multiple times. We cannot laugh this off anymore. And his supporters, those who canvass for him, those who canvass for Labour, everybody has a right to be safe in our country. And I want to emphasise that, and that's where we as a nation must get back to. We're only going to do so if Merseyside Police treat this seriously and don't just brush it under the rug. And I note with some fear that Merseyside has a Labour mayor who will presumably be Police and Crime Commissioner. And I note it is a strong Labour-supporting area. That's a chance, Merseyside Police, to show the rest of us what good, decent, independent, impartial policing is in the ideals of Robert Peel. But let's see. Now, for those of you who wish to understand the law, I'm very old, so I still call it incitement to violence, because when I was a young man and I was taught criminal law, as everybody is in their first term, I was taught incitement as what we call an inchoate offence. That means an offence that hasn't occurred yet. It's now actually called encouraging or assisting a crime, and has been since the Serious Crime Act 2007. You can prosecute this offence even if somebody hasn't been attacked yet. And that's a really good thing, because we don't want to have to sit around going, oh, well, Nigel's not actually been attacked yet. We don't have to do anything. So an investigation into this can begin now, and I think should begin now. It can be met by a test of recklessness. It doesn't have to mean that Keir Starmer or David Lammy actively wanted Nigel or anybody else to be hurt. But the language they are using about their political opponents gets here. Will it get over the line here? I think that's doubtful. But as a police force, they should begin investigating the most serious offences, and they should investigate encouraging or assisting a crime in English law, and the crime would be serious physical violence and the violence offences, which the police will know. If it doesn't make it to that level, nonetheless, we have seen a number of individuals in our society prosecuted for far less speech, if we're perfectly honest. And those same speech laws do apply to Labour MPs. We cannot have two-tier. We cannot have this belief that Labour MPs are somehow immune from scrutiny. And so the starting point is probably Section 4 of the 1986 Public Order Act. Does it get there? Has the language that was used is threatening, abusive or insulting. Of course it's threatening, abusive or insulting to say these things. Of course it is. Is there an intent to cause the person to believe that immediately unlawful violence will be used? Well, Nigel had to respond immediately and very clearly genuinely fears threat and has a reason to genuinely fear threat. He's not some shrinking violet. He's been assaulted multiple times. He has a security detail. He lives under serious threat. So I think Section 4 of the Public Order Act 1986 really needs to be looked at. If that one doesn't apply, then I think we need to look at Section 4A of the Public Order Act, because I think that these are insulting words and behaviour. They are designed to cause Nigel harassment, alarm or distress, and reform members harassment, alarm or distress. That is clearly unacceptable, and I think that that should be looked at. And harassment, alarm and distress, just so that Merseyside police know, is contained in Section 5 of that Act. That's the definition there. These are very serious times. This is wrong. This is morally evil. To call your political opponents in such a way that might encourage violence against them is not on. And I want to talk from the absolute heart on this. I want our country to go back to being a decent country. I think all of us do. It's ironically what the Prime Minister was talking about. But no one is sowing more division than he who incites violence against his political opponents. He who others his fellow man. I mean, that's what they're doing. That's what the evil is. When they talk a lot about the evil of racism, which is, of course, an evil. Although I'd never fear it, particularly because it's such an obviously stupid evil. It's so obviously stupid to believe that human beings are good or bad based on skin pigmentation. That's just nonsense. But it is a form of evil because it others the person of the other skin pigmentation. I actually refuse to call it race. We're one race. We're Homo sapiens. We're all in this together. This is a very serious thing that has happened. And unless Merseyside police respond, they are going to open themselves up to immediate calls of two-tier. We must have a police investigation into Labour's attempts to incite violence.